stand firm for the right. 1904. A practical righteousness is demanded of all who are to enter the kingdom of heaven. The Lord's people are to live even as Christ lived. Satanic agencies are determined to prevail. Satan is working with all his deceptive power to prevent men and women from proclaiming the truth. The work of God is to be extended, not confined to one place. The last message of mercy to a fallen world must be taken to places in which it has not yet been proclaimed. Do we understand the situation? The forces of evil are rallying to close every channel of light, to thwart every effort put forth to send the light of the gospel into the dark places of the earth. God's people also are to rally. His ministers are not to confine their labors to the churches, to those who have heard the truth. Let an earnest, united effort be put forth to reach those who know not the truth. Many who have never yet heard the message for this time will gladly receive it when they hear the trumpet giving a certain sound. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. Isaiah 54, verse 2-5. These words are written for the church, for those who have a knowledge of the Lord and of the truth that is to exert a reformatory action upon the world. Our churches have too long centered their attention upon themselves. They need to bestir themselves and make earnest efforts to carry the truth to the people in our large cities. Let the Bible reasons of our faith be presented. We are not to stir up or engage in arguments on political questions. The presentation of the truth as it is in Jesus, the simple, sacred truth of the gospel, will make a lasting impression upon hearts. The Lord has sent us messages telling us what to do and how to work. The efforts to perfect the church have not all been in harmony with the will of the Lord. Let everyone humble his heart before God and confess his neglect to warn others. Separate from all contention, and with heartfelt confession and humiliation, ask the Lord to open the way, and then press in to the very first opening you find. Salvation is of the Lord. By grace we are saved. Bring saving faith into your efforts. Put into exercise every spiritual nerve and muscle. God is the author of salvation. Let your heart be softened and subdued as you see your neglect. Redeem the time. Repent. Repent is the message I bring to you, that so great a service has been rendered to the enemy of righteousness in criticizing and discouraging those who are trying to work. Precious time has been wasted. Golden moments have been lost in idleness or in weakening the hands of the workers. I entreat of you to return to the Lord, humble your hearts before him, and confess your sins. Many are dying in their sins, and the Lord looks upon Seventh-day Adventists as a people asleep, a people in need of conversion. If they would only get the peace of Christ in their hearts, there would be peace between them and their brethren. I am pained as I see so little accomplished. If, when our brethren have met together in conference, they had all united in earnest prayer to God, confessing their sins, if they had opened the windows of the soul heavenward, precious light from the Sun of Righteousness would have illuminated them. But heaven had beheld men trying to place yokes upon their fellow men. Our mission is to break every yoke and to let the oppressed go free. But men have walked contrary to the Lord, refusing to do his will. We see those who will not wear Christ's yoke making confederacies for the purpose of oppressing others. But will those who for 25 years the Lord has been seeking to bring into line invent methods of oppression? My brethren, let no man with soft words and fair speeches bind you up in associations or unions that will bring difficulty and trial to others. I have a message for the people of God, now, just now. Who will stand on the Lord's side? Who will break every yoke? Who will see the truth in its beauty?
Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Isaiah 55, verse 1-3.